On Saturday nights in 1973, if you were a fan of great television, you stayed home.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Our lineup on Saturday night was pretty incredible.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
It was All in the Family.
Songs that made the hit parade.
MASH. Mary Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after
all. Bob Newhart. And us.
The Us was the legendary Carol Burnett, who for 11 years on CBS was a capstone to those evenings of classic American TV. And now, she's offering fans a bit of the old glow of that living room television. A new DVD collection compiles 16 of Carol Burnett's favorite shows from her decade in prime time. I spoke with Carol Burnett this week about her favorite moments in the collection, about her career, and why The Carol Burnett Show is her proudest achievement.
People come up and, you know, say to me, it was appointment television. It reminds me of when I was with my family and my grandmother and my parents, and we would watch it. It does my heart good, let me say that, you know, to know that. And then we're on a lot of our sketches are on YouTube, so now I'm getting mail from teenagers.
And even so great.
11 and 10-year-olds and stuff, you know.
Went with the Wind is one of the most famous sketches you ever did.
Yes.
About 20 minutes long. It's like watching a Neil Simon play.
Oh, what am I going to do? Captain Butler is coming over, and he's got money, and I got to get it. And look at me. I look like the inside of a goat's stomach.
Well, that costume was Bob Mackie's idea, our costume designer.
Sis, help me take these down.
He designed everything everybody wore on every show, which sometimes would go up to maybe 65, 70 costumes a week.
Because I've got me a dress to make.
Yes.
And it was his idea to make the dress a curtain rod dress. Originally, it had been written that I would just fling the draperies over me and come down the stairs. But it was Bob's genius that came up with that.
Starlet, I love you. That gown is gorgeous.
Thank you. I saw it in the window and I just couldn't resist it.
One of the most amazing things about watching the show, even now, is the audience Q&A part.
Do you plan on making any more movies?
Yes, I have great plans to make movies. Yes, the producers don't have plans to call me, but I have great plans.
And we're talking about a live show. It's improv right there. It's just always these amazing unscripted moments.
Right.
Did I ever go to acting school? Yes, I did. I took acting at UCLA, and then I went to Jeff Corey's class out here for a short while. Yeah.
Has it done any good, do you think?
I don't know.
There was one lady who wanted to sing.
I'd like to sing a song for the little lady from New York.
You want to sing, too?
And so I said, okay, come on up.
Come on up.
You know, and she was fearless, and the audience started to laugh, and she calmed them down, and I said, what's your name?
What's your name?
Terry McCann.
Terry, what do you want to sing?
And without even looking at me, she looked towards the band, and she said, you
made
me
love
you
in the key of G.
You made me love you.
I mean, it was like she took over. And she started singing. The band was playing, and she was pretty good.
Yeah.
And she was wailing away.
Did I do?
And I knew the song, so I joined in with her. And the audience is with us. Until the ride out of the tail end of the song, I knew it one way and she knew another.
Love you.
And she looked at me and she said, well, you screwed it up.
I'm sorry.
You can't write that stuff. I mean, it was just brilliant. I loved it.
I'm speaking with the legendary comedian Carol Burnett. Her new DVD collection from Time Life is called The Carol Burnett Show, The Ultimate Collection. There's another amazing moment on this collection. It's a sketch called The Dentist with Harvey Korman and Tim Conway.
Yeah.
And I've got to ask you to tell the story of that sketch.
Well, it was written differently, and Harvey and Tim had rehearsed it.
Dr. Kiefer just graduated from dental school. As a matter of fact, you're his very first patient, so he may be a little nervous.
He won't be the only one.
It was taped.
Dr. Kiefer.
On the early show.
Yes,
your
ma'am.
First patient is waiting.
Talk! Then comes the late show. The first one was the dress show. The second was the air show.
Doctor, if it's going to hurt, please give me something to kill the pain.
Yeah. Okay, well, got some Novocaine right here.
Tim then came up with the whole Novocaine thing.
Okay, Novocaine. Here we are, Novocaine. Take a firm hold of the hypodermic needle. Right.
Which Harvey had never seen.
There'll be a little bit of pain, and then numbness will set in.
And Tim started shooting himself with the Novocaine and then finally destroying himself throughout the sketch.
Well, I guess we'll get right to it.
And poor Harvey was helpless. We've told this story, that Tim talks about it, that Harvey literally wet his pants. He was so mad at himself about laughing so hard, and you know.
Yeah, I'll be right with you.
I never wanted to break up. Harvey certainly didn't, because he was a consummate comedic actor. But I didn't want to stop because I wanted everybody to know that we were, in a sense, doing a live thing. There was a danger and a spontaneity that I think people just locked into.
Ear tugs don't make much noise.
Right.
So.
Oh, no, you don't want me to.
No. Do you still do the Tarzan yell?
Well, yeah, I can still do it. But it's one time I was at Bergdorf Goodman years and years ago, and I was buying some stockings, and I was late for rehearsal. It was around 10 in the morning, and the store had just opened. And so this sales lady was very sweet, and I mistakenly didn't bring my right credit card. And I said, oh, gee, I'm sorry, I don't have my card. Can I write you a check? And she said, oh, I'll need some identification. She said, no, miss, I know who you are. She said, but let me ask the floor manager across the floor there. She was at the end of the room behind a very pretty desk. And she said, let me ask Miss Carlton. So she walked over to Miss Carlton. And then Miss Carlton kind of waved and smiled. And then the sales lady came back. And she said, Miss Carlton will approve your check if you'll do the Tarzan yell. So I said, now, it was empty, you know, right? And so I said, okay. So I did the Tarzan yell, and immediately behind the sales lady, there was an exit door. It burst open, and there was a security guard with a gun. So I only do the Tarzan yell when people expect it.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
That's legendary comedian and actress Carol Burnett. Her new DVD collection from Time Life is called The Carol Burnett Show, The Ultimate Collection. It's out now. Carol Burnett, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for asking me. I really appreciate it. And it was nice talking to you.
Our program is directed today by Brent Bachman and produced by Phil Harrell. The staff includes Kenya Young, Lauren Silverman, Lily Percy, Amy Held, Becky Hersher, and Brenda Salinas, with help this week from Sarah Ventry. Our interns are Acacia Squires and Barbara Sprunt. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Cullimore, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farrington. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is our senior producer. And for Saturdays, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or go to the NPR smartphone app, click on Programs, and scroll down. We're back with a whole new hour of radio tomorrow night. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night.
I just sit back.